say a child learned something new, like to learn the whistle, you'd ask them
taught you how to do that.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston? You say, well, right now we're planning to leave next week.
Or,
what about fixing or aiming?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Do you ever use the word fixing?
I'm fixing to do it. Maybe I might use that, yeah.
Does fixing give you the idea of in the future or immediately?
Pretty close, I would think. Not too far off.
Like if you're fixing to do something, you'd be packing to leave or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of the fence, and you'd expect him to fall off and hurt himself. And someone runs in and tells you he's fallen off, you say,
I knew he was going to do that.
And something that a child plays with, you call a
toy.
Any other name?
I can't think of it.
Do you ever hear it called a play footy?
Yeah, I might have for little bitty kids, for babies and stuff.
Call it a
play pretty, yeah.
Would you use that?
Probably not, but I've heard people use it.
And you say, that's the book that you, what, me?
Gave me.
And you have?
Given me.
And when I'm finished with it, I'll
give it back.
And you'd ask them, what time does the movie
start?
Or another word.
Begin.
You say, it must have already
started.
Or it must have already
begun.
And 10 minutes ago it
began.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
cut some flowers.
Okay, or didn't cut them, you said you'd go out and
pick some flowers.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call him a
tattletale or I don't know, we used to say tattletale, hangs by the bull's tail, never goes to God's house when we were in school.
Do you ever use the word tattletale about a grown person?
It sounds funny. You'd have to be a kid.
Uh-huh. What about the word pimp? Do you ever hear a tattletale called a pimp?
No. No, a pimp would be a call girl's, the guy that, you know, that a prostitute's business manager, right.
You never heard of any other
one? No.
Way? You say, those boys get mad and
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small they have
fought.
And say if you gave someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on them. You say, well, go ahead and
try it on.
Or go ahead and
put it on.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got the machines and the road's all
blocked.
Or torn up and tearing it up.
Oh, torn up, ripped up.
Okay. And if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer. You better go
ask someone else.
So you say, so then I went
and asked someone else.
And you can say, you're the second person who's
asked me about it.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And he moved here in 1960. And he's lived here ever
since.
And if I ask you how long, say, the Rio Grande has been here, you say, well, it's
been there since the year one or forever and ever, for ages.
It's what been there?
It's always been there.
Huh?
Always.
Okay. And you say, she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
And then the teacher goes into a classroom and sees a funny picture on the board. She'd ask him one, who?
Who wrote that or who drew that?
Okay. And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
haul it up.
Okay. Do you ever say to hoist it or heist it?
Hoist it, yeah.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You say this room's about